So far this election season, Oklahomans have voted out 12 incumbents in the House and Senate, a strong signal many people are ready for political change. Educators have proven to be a powerful force driving this change, but as State Impact's Emily Wendler reports, one rising political outsider that opposes a key issue among many teachers is having trouble getting their support.
Alberto Morjon is an 8th grade teacher from Stillwater Public Schools who's credited with organizing the teacher walkout in April. He says teachers have been watching gubernatorial debates closely and want to hear a few magic words from candidates.
The number one action they can take in this next session is finding ways to give us back the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that they took away over the past 10, 15 years.
Republican Kevin Stitt and Democrat Drew Edmondson are in a highly competitive race, and both are pledging to increase funding for schools. But Morjon says many educators aren't clear how Stitt will deliver on that promise. The candidate supports teacher pay raises, but says he would not have signed the $450 million tax package that lawmakers passed in the spring to fund those raises.
So for him to say, you know, I wouldn't have signed a revenue bill, that to me just shows that he has no idea the situation that we're in.
Over the past decade, Oklahoma schools have experienced some of the deepest funding cuts in the nation. And most teachers saw that tax package as the only practical fix. Educators continued to fight for even more tax increases and school funding during the 9-day teacher walkout, but were ultimately unsuccessful. Stitt says teachers need another raise. He also wants to give new teachers a $5,000 signing bonus starting next year to help stem the teacher shortage. But the Republican candidate is adamant these new education costs could be funded without a tax increase.
I don't even know why we would be talking about new taxes when we've got $1 billion more in revenue.
Lawmakers will have more revenue in 2019 than they did last year, and Stitt proposes using some of it to increase teacher pay. He says he'll find additional money by consolidating state agencies and eliminating government waste. Stitt also wants to change the way schools are funded.
We have got to change our funding formula. We need to revise it.
He says schools are too restricted in how they can spend property taxes and wants to give them more flexibility with those dollars. But Rob Reck, a retired music teacher of more than 30 years, has doubts about the Republican candidate's education plan.
When I see our failures over the past 10 years in state government, that is pretty much what I hear from Kevin Stitt.
Reck is a conservative. He's only voted for a Democratic governor once before, but he plans to vote for Drew Edmondson in the upcoming election because he thinks the candidate has a more clear-cut plan on how the state should increase revenue and send more money to schools. Edmondson's plan satisfies many demands laid out by educators after the walkout: additional increases in taxes on oil and gas production, cigarettes, and eliminating the capital gains tax deduction. Reck says he agrees with most of that.
I do think we need some tax increases, but I think there's a limit.
Educators have proven to be an effective political force in the 2018 election. Motivated by the walkout, many of them decided to run for office, and a few even defeated incumbents. But education isn't the only issue on Oklahomans' minds, and Stitt's message resonates with many voters, like Justin Wood. Wood is a mediator from Wellston and a registered Democrat who says government corruption is the biggest problem in Oklahoma. He says establishment politicians like Edmondson, a former state attorney general, haven't done enough to stop misuse of public funds and root out government waste and fraud.
I'm sorry, that's a little mark against you. I'm not really for career politicians.
Wood likes Stitt's proposal to require lawmakers to publish a line item budget, an idea he thinks could turn up more cash for state agencies.
He wants to put all the public entities that are using public funds, he wants to put them online for the people to see. Not only does he want to put them online, he wants it detailed. If you spent $50 million, what did you spend it on? Detailed accounting.
Recent polling shows Stitt with a small lead over Edmondson. Libertarian candidate Chris Powell trails a distant third. And while there's a lot of focus on education issues this election season, and candidates are making pledges to get votes, governors don't have sole authority on education policy. Whoever wins will ultimately have to work with the legislature to make good on their campaign promises. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.